Hi, welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are beginning the seventh chapter of Maseches Sota. Now, what we're going to do now is we're going to have like one word about the Sota process, and then it's going to diverge into a huge tangent that's going to take us through the rest of the chapter. So, let's get right to it. Perek Zion, Mishnah Aleph says, Eilu ne'amarin b'chol lashon. The following may be recited in any language. The first is Parsha Sota, the text that's read during the Sota process. What else may be read in any language? Vidui Meiser, the confessional recited over tithes, Kriya Shema, the recitation of the Shema, Utfila and Shmona Esrei, Ubirkas HaMazon, benching, Ushvuas HaEdus, Ushvuas HaPikadon, and the oath of testimony, and the oath of someone who has watched a security for another person that he didn't misappropriate it. Now, if we look in the Barton Uro, he explains why we know or how we know these things can be recited in any language. Elunem Marin, these may be recited in any language. The first is Parshas Sota, our text for the Sota process. Dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, V'amar El Ha'isha, he says to the woman, V'kol Loshon Shehu Omer, so we can say it in any language that he speaks. Vidui Meiser, the confessional over tithes, Biarti Hakodesh Min Habayas, I removed all holy things from the house, etc. Omer Bechol Loshon Shiyirtza, he can say it in any language he desires, Dichsiv, as the Torah tells us, V'yamarta Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, you shall say before Hashem your God, Bechol Loshon She'ata Omer, you can say it in any language that you speak. Kriya Shema, reading of the Shema, Dichsiv, as it says, Shema Yisrael, listen Israel, Bechol Loshon She'ata Shomea, in any language that you hear and understand. Utfila and Shmona Esrei, Tzibur Shemispalin, when the community prays together, Mispalin Bechol Loshon, they can daven in any language. Aval Yachid Eno Mispala Ela B'Loshon HaKodesh, but when an individual davens by himself, he must daven in Hebrew. So now why is that? Let's take a quick look in the Tosfos Yontiv. Tamar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Hasharol Tarchav B'Loshon Arami, Ein Malachi Hasharez Nizkakin Lo. So we have a Gemara where Rabbi Yochanan says that somebody who davens in Aramaic, the ministering angels, the ones who help relay his prayer, they don't understand that language, they don't speak that language, they're no help to him at all. So Perush Rashi, Rashi over there explains, Yachid Tzarech Shisayuhu Malchei Hasharis. An individual needs help from the ministering angels. Tzibur Lo Tzrichei Lehu. But the community, when they daven together, do not require that. Dichsiv. We're going to quote a pasuk in Eov, the book of Job. Heno kabir v'lo yimas. And the upshot of that pasuk is, Eno moas b'tfilas en shel rabin. That the prayer of the multitude, communal tefillah, is not rejected. It's not despised. So that's something that's accepted by God because of its communal nature. Umashma t'kol shekein shar lashonos delo. And it's pretty self-evident that if you can't daven in Aramaic, then you can't daven in English, French, Spanish, etc. The Ha'arami Karav Lashon HaKodesh Hu. Because Aramaic is close. It's a cognate language to Hebrew. So if the ministering angels don't speak and won't help if you speak Aramaic, certainly if you're speaking Latin or if you're speaking Portuguese or if you're speaking any other language that's not similar to Hebrew, they're going to be of no use whatsoever. Let us now proceed to Mishnah Beis. Ve'elunem marin b'loshon hakodesh. The following may only be recited in Hebrew. Mikra Bikurim, the text of the first fruits, v'chalitza, and the shoe removal ceremony that's necessary to dissolve the bonds between the Yavam and the Yavama, the man whose brother died and is supposed to marry the widow. Brachos v'klolos, the blessings and curses that were recited on Har Evel, Har Grizim, when the Jews entered Israel. Birkos Kohanim, duchening, the blessing that the Kohanim give to the people. Ubirkos Kohen Gadol, and the blessing of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest on Yom Kippur. Uparshas HaMelech, and the Torah reading that the king did on the holiday of Sukkot that we call Hakel. Uparshas Egla Arufa, and the text of the ceremony that's performed by the elders of a city when a body is found and they don't know who's responsible for the murder. Umashuach Mochama Bashashahu Medaber Al Ha'am. And there was a priest, Kohen, whose job was to address the the army before they went to war, and he was called the Mashiach Muhammad. He was anointed for war, so his piece had to be recited in Hebrew. Now, the Bartonuro here isn't going to explain why. We just said why the things that can be recited in another language may be done so, but here he's just going to explain what they are. The Mishnah is going to tell us in subsequent Mishnayos how we know these things must only be recited in Hebrew. So we're not going to read a lot of the Bartonuros that just describe the terms, because I've already told you what these things are, but we'll read a couple of other notes here. So, Mikra Bikurim, the text of Bikurim, Shahaya Kore Me'arami Oved Avi, it's the portion that says that my father either was a wandering Aramean, or that an Aramean tried to destroy my father, so depending on how you translate it. Ad Sof HaParsha, until the end. So that's the section there. Birkas Kohen Gadol, the blessing of the Kohen Gadol, B'Yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur. Achar Avodas HaYom, that was done after the day's service. Shalifnei Ulifnim, who, it was inside. Kore Es HaParsha B'Torah, he would read the appropriate Torah portion. Umavarech Shmona Brachos, Shemafurashos B'Masnisan. And then he would say eight brachas that will be explained coming up in the Mishnah. Okay, so those are the things that must be recited only in Hebrew. Now, join us tomorrow for Mishnayos Gimel and Daled, and we'll begin explaining how we know this.